Good morning, everybody. So this morning I'm joined with Doug D. Gordon. He is a five times award-winning international speaker, coach, consultant, trainer, radio presenter, healer, journalist, and international best-selling author. He is the CEO of the Leadership and Life Mastery Summit and the CEO of DNS Performance Optimization Limited. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Kara. Nice to see you and hear you.
Good to see you too. So I understand, Doug, that you came across healing when you had a digestive issue that led you to a near-death experience 11 years ago. This led to moving out of the corporate world, which led to writing your first book, hosting your own radio show, and public speaking, healing, and much more. Can you talk to us about that experience, Doug?
Sure, Kieran. Yeah, so I was working in the investment world for 21 years, working my way up from customer services to board director and head of sales and marketing, one of the biggest fund managers in Europe. And during that time period, it was very enjoyable. However, in 2008, as many people will remember, the markets fell through the floor. And during that time period, we lost in the particular business that I was with, a lot of money, as a lot of people did. And at the same time, we had to let go of a lot of people. And I didn't realize quite how empathetic I was towards other people's energy at the time. And at that point, I got very stressed, even though I was performing very well. I got very stressed as I was watching my friends, carry boxes out of the office. And at that point, that stress turned into ailments, and the ailments turned into doctors and specialists. And then in the end of 2009, I had two operations on my rear end, shall we say, and slightly inside, and it didn't go very well at all. And at that point, then I had 3 to 4 years of chronic pain in the gut. And it's like I was being punched in the gut all the time. I was waking up sometimes 10 times in the night, and it was very uncomfortable, wasn't nice at all. And at that point, then I tried absolutely everything. And, literally, you've got a PhD in learning about the gut and all that kind of area, if you could get PhDs and that kind of stuff. And then I actually then in 2013, I ended up having a near-death experience. So basically, I got the norovirus, which is like a stomach bomb. And with the ailments that I had in my stomach at the point, it wasn't a great thing to get. And after 10 days of serious dehydration, literally sprint running to the toilet all the time, I ended up then getting my electrolytes was so down towards zero that I was rushed to hospital in an ambulance. ECG said heart, blood pressure had doubled. And then on the way down to X-ray from A&E, literally the lights came on and I was encapsulated by this amazing feeling of love, energy, and connection. Nothing like I'd ever felt before. There's no man with a beard, but there's this living conscious energy that surrounded me and embedded me in this beauty. And at that point, I realized I was having a near-death experience. Obviously came back, otherwise I wouldn't be speaking to you now. And that really then transformed me. I had this spiritual experience. So I went and did a course in was religion to begin with. And I had some weird and wonderful things there where ended up it was the Alpha course. I wasn't sure whether I was going to go back. And then I ended up asking the universe, should I go back? 2 days later, tripped up over my dog, cut my hand and my knee to shreds. And I had in cuts, I had the shapes of two infinity signs either side of the letters INRI, which was on the cross. So at that point, I realized, okay, this is a sign to go back to do that course. Did the course, got into religion to begin with, but then realized that when I was in that amazing energy, I felt that that energy would never alienate or discriminate against anybody. And like religions are like rivers to the sea. Sea being God, universal energy, or whatever you believe in. And I felt that it would be ignorant of myself just to look at one. I felt there's always different perspectives in this world of different things. And let's face it, we all are a product of our parents, preachers, teachers, and past relationships and experiences. And that means that we all see things in different angles and different perspectives. So we should respect the diversity and the beauty of that in the world and learn about other people's ways of thinking. It'll help you in your relationships. It would help world peace in terms of religions and many other things as well. So I did that. And one of the things I ended up doing then is really learning about healing modalities as well, because they encapsulated a lot of the different religions together, bringing them together basically in a place of love, which is, I think, the most important thing. So by doing that, then I learned how to heal people. Then obviously to go with that, it's not just about the energy of healing, it's also about the mental and emotional. So I became a life coach, mindset coach, mental health professional, and then got a speaking in radio on stage, and now again being paid to speak as well all around the world.
Wow, that's impressive. Were you religious when you decided to do this and leave? Were you religious, or was it just the only thing that you knew for a higher power? I mean, we talk about universal energy now, but back then everything was religious and you believed in God and that was it. Were you religious?
I suppose, I was brought up in the Christian faith and I still believe in God, but God not as a man with a beard. I believe God is an internal energy that binds and connects all things in this universe that we have. And the true light of God is love. But at the same time, without the darkness, there can never be light. So if we can understand that there is yin and yang, north and south, female and male, and darkness and light, and when we start to learn from the dark times and appreciate them for learnings rather than lessons, we can then realize that actually then we can appreciate the light, the good times, so much more. So yeah, religions are beautiful things. They're like beautiful rivers to the sea, and they all have amazing attributes of themselves. They're just different perspectives, in my belief, of the same thing. And we should respect all of them because they're all just different perspectives from different people who've experienced different things.
I agree, and it's the biggest division, I think, if we all respect. You say that, you mentioned it in your book, actually, one of the first, I think it was the second chapter, you talked about that, which was very nice. Who introduced you to healing?
Oh, well, my mum actually. So mum was a, or still is a healer in I think three or four modalities of healing, and she basically was into it. And when I was 21 or 20, I wasn't the kind of guy who would go off to Ibiza, chasing girls or anything like that. I actually came over to Ireland because I'm Irish originally, but my parents were living back in Ireland. I'd come back from university, and I'd go out here and. My mum would be practicing her healing, and I realized very quickly that every time she did a healing on me, I seemed to be glowing in my aura and seemed to attract the most beautiful, lovely ladies. So I thought, right, there's something in this. But then it wasn't many years later until after the near-death experience, I then had that INRI in my hand, and my mum said, "Why didn't you go and see this spiritual psychic?" So I did. And the spiritual psychic said that I had healing hands. So I thought, right, I'll go into it. And since then, I've had some miracle healings happen coming through me. I believe I'm the conduit. And I think when we come from a place of love and we are loving people, that almost is like a much cleaner channel to be able to bring universal consciousness, universal energy down, to be able to realign people's energies back into sync so that they are healthier and happier.
That's beautiful. I didn't realize that you had gut issues as well. And I mean, I suffer with Crohn's disease. Is it like IBS, or is it the similar? It sounds very, very like what I have and what many people go through with an irritable bowel. Were you diagnosed with anything in particular, or was it just?
Yeah, so IBS, I literally, I always say your word is your wand, and the sentences you say can be the sentences you condemn yourself to. So I in the investment world, I used to go around talking about investments in terms of process of top down, bottom up. And I wish I hadn't said that in some ways, because I ended up having, I think, about four or five cameras bottom up
Colonoscopies.
and about three or four bottom down. Oh, sorry, top down. So, and actually two in the other area that men would not like. So, it was a lot of looking for things that weren't really there, but IBS was the main thing for me, and it was stress orientated. And I think a lot of stuff comes in your gut, comes from stress, comes from emotions, but also through bad diet as well. And I realized that very quickly. And I learned initially everything to do with the gut in terms of different things like turmeric, which we talked about off camera, and mixing with black pepper to help in terms of the gut and everything like that, help with digestion, all that kind of stuff. But then very quickly, I realized that was all kind of body orientated stuff. But the soul stuff is obviously the healing and the energy within the cells. Because what happens, I think, within Crohn's is, well, within a lot of the stuff in the gut, is because people, and this particularly with me, because people might have an injury or bad diet for so long that their colon in that area is almost overrun, and the energy vibration of the cells within there are almost out of sync. And because they're almost spasming, that gives pain, and that can, restrict and also speed up Spasms can cause irritable bowel and many other things as well, and that then can cause problems as well. So I believe, in my own experience, a lot of it starts in the head and the heart and then leads to the problems in the gut as well. So if you can really focus on getting yourself into a calm, peaceful, happy state, and be able to control your emotions in a positive way, you'll find that your gut will get a lot better as well. And obviously then diet is key. I was drinking when I was younger far too much alcohol, and I think the biggest thing for me was sugar, because candida can be caused by an overdose of sugar in the gut. And if you have an overdose of sugar in the gut, it can cause massive problems in terms of the acidity in the gut, the pH in the gut, obviously, which is the same thing, and your bacteria in the gut as well. So it's very important to make sure that you keep as clean as possible. And a revolutionary thing for me, because I also had a mu muscle defect, but a revolutionary thing for me was doing water enemas. And water enemas helped clean out the gut and also allowed the flow of waste coming out much more easily as well.
So do you just get those in the chemist then?
So there's these particular ones that I've been using. And I found it out actually because of having the endoscopies or whatever the colonoscopies.
Colonoscopy.
They use this goo stuff, which is called Instilla gel, and it's in a syringe with a long spout. Now, you can get syringes with long sprouts from Amazon. If you look up, there's 20 mil ones with these long spouts. And then with a bit of Vaseline, obviously, you can then implement it yourself with water. And I've been doing it for, what are we now, 2024? So I've been doing it for 15 years successfully. So I've tried and tested it. And people have said to me in the past, oh, well, maybe it could affect your flora and your gut. And I said, it hasn't at all. It's actually helped massively. It's only water, let's face it, putting it in there. Obviously, it is still very, beneficial to make sure you take probiotics at times and make sure you get the right vitamins and minerals and all that kind of stuff. Because I think with people with IBS, sometimes there can be a rush of, the food coming through, and the food is still absorbed, the nutrients are still absorbed in the colon, and the intestine. So it's very important to make sure that you replenish them as well. So if you are having IBS or anything like that, it's very useful to be able to make sure you keep the minerals and the vitamins up to a good level.
I found when I did clean eating and I was very cautious, I wasn't using sauces or anything that might irritate my bowel. I was so much better. I wasn't bloated. I was feeling better. I was more energy. The thing is, excuse me, you talked about the pH balance. It was only in the last 2 years that a doctor told me to take hot water and lemon. And I mean, we've heard this for a lifetime. Have hot water and lemon in the mornings. It's good for you. But I've never really took it on board. And I have started, I've got my hot water and lemon here as we're speaking. And yes, it's acidic, but when it's digested, it turns to alkaline. And I find that brilliant. Have you ever tried it just in the morning, hot water, lemon before anything else?
Yeah, it is brilliant. And I would say the other things that are very useful as well, because people, what they don't realize is sometimes, like when I was having an endoscopy and going down the throat, it was because of a sliding hiatus hernia. And I found what was happening was there was an issue digesting stuff like meat. And what happens then is that then the acid within the stomach then comes up the esophagus. And quite often they give you something like Nexium, which is an acid inhibitor. Now, the problem is quite often what actually is happening is that you don't have enough acid to be able to digest what's in your stomach. So I tried apple cider vinegar, and it was actually much more effective. So apple cider vinegar just helped with the digestion really well and helped actually with the gut. Or the alternative, which people can utilize, is sodium bicarbonate or baking soda as well. Baking soda has been proved to be very powerful as well.
Wow,
So
I never heard that.
it's worthwhile testing both of them. And also, baking soda has been proven to be able to help take a little bit of the bad bacteria out of the gut, out of the colon or the intestine as well. And that really helped me as well. And the other thing, which was a game changer for me, because I do believe that I might have had a slight candida thing. It was an overdose of sugar in there from drinking probably too much alcohol in the past. I don't drink much now. But I would say one of the major things that helped me as well was oil of oregano. And you can get out different types of oil of oregano, but it's very good in terms of clearing out the gut. It's almost like a natural antibiotic.
I'm going to have to play these replays back because you've got loads of good tips here.
Yeah, so that would be one that really helped me as well. So there's lots of different things you can do, but they'll be the key ones. And also, I think it's making sure you don't overeat. Make sure that you're really chewing your food properly so it's digested properly. Make sure you're doing exercise, meditation. Gratitude actually is very positive as well, because if you can show gratitude, it brings a sense of happiness and peace to you. And I think what happens is in life, especially in these days, the dopamine hits of the television and the iPads and the phones and all this flashing lights all the time sometimes can put people into a state of depression or sadness. And if we can be grateful for the simple things in life, like the five senses, being able to see the sun, the sea, the stars, the sky, and be able to hear the whistle of the wind and someone telling you that they love you, or being able to taste beautiful things, whatever it might be, these are real gifts of life. If you can break it down to the basics and be grateful for those basics, then you might just find that the whole entirety of life becomes much more happy.
Beautiful. Doug, I would like to know an inspiring story that you have in your journey of healing. I know you've got many of them, but could you share with us today before you go, just an inspiring story that can help us look for the healing worlds or look at the healing worlds a little bit different? I've had my own experience, but I've heard many stories when you're talking on stage. I'd love you to share one, please, with the listeners.
Yeah, I share one that was a couple of months ago. I was Friday evening. I was about to sit down and I was going to have a glass of wine. And then suddenly about 8 o'clock in the evening, I get this lady ringing me, and she's very, very distraught. And I've never met her before. And she said, "Look, I hear you're very good at helping people with depression and suicide. Can you help my daughter?" Her daughter was about to commit suicide. Sorry, you're not allowed to say that. Sorry, was about to take her life. And at that point, I was, of course I'm going to help. So I said, "Yeah, sure, put her on." So within literally 10 minutes, I managed to turn her life around. And I'll tell you what I said to "I believe that we, having had the near-death experience, that we come down as spiritual beings having a physical existence to learn to grow, to evolve, become better versions of ourselves. And I also believe that we come down again and again and again, because why would you just come down as you or I? Why would you not come down as the king, the queen, the prince, the pauper, the invalid, the Olympian, to experience this entirety of this beauty that we call life in different angles and different perspectives?" So based on that, I believe that some people will be going through a tough time because they'll be testing themselves to the ultimate to see if they can still get through all this crap and come out the other side as the best version they can possibly be. So I said to this girl, I said, "I believe that you are an angel. And I believe as an angel, you're testing yourself to the absolute ultimate. And this hardship that you're going through in life is there to help you to learn to grow, to evolve, to be that best version, and turn your mess into a message to give it meaning to help other people in some way or form." And I said, "I know you have an angel on one shoulder, and I know you have a gremlin on the other. And sometimes that gremlin can be louder to listen to. But if you truly go into your heart space, hold the energy of love and gratitude there, and listen to that angel rather than that gremlin, and realize just how beautiful and amazing and angelic you are, that this is like a PlayStation game. You are testing yourself to an ultimate level, and you are absolutely the ultimate player in this game of life. So don't give up. Keep going and play this game and turn your tragedy into a triumph to help others." And it worked. And she came around the next day. One thing I will say, which I did notice, was her mum had gone through a horrific time in terms of a marriage breakdown. And she was projecting her own beliefs of her own marriage breakdown onto the daughter. And I could see that very quickly. And I think this is a very common thing that I've seen, that when there's marriage breakdown, sometimes the wife, it can be the husband as well, project their feelings about their relationship with the spouse onto the children. And that's not fair, because then the child gets a perception of the person that's not the reality. They get the perception of what the spouse sees through their perspective, not necessarily in the relationship. And we need to remember that relationships with people are different, because people sometimes energetically connect and sometimes they just can't. So respect that, understand that, and give love to your children in the best possible way, and allow them to lead their own life and learn their own ways in terms of the relationships that they build based on their experiences, not just on yours.
Wow, I have goosebumps. You can't see this because it's audio, but I have goosebumps. You've done this about four times today. Thank you so much. Doug, if the listeners at home wanted to contact you or connect with you or get a hold of your book, where can we get it?
Well, the book's in everywhere. It's Amazon's obviously the easiest, but you can also get it in Waterstones if you're in London or England. It's in Hodges and Fidges over in Dublin, and it's in Barnes and Noble, Walmart, Target over in America. It's all over the place. If you want to get in touch with me, I have a website, dougdgordon.com. You can get me on all the socials, either Doug Gordon or Doug D. Gordon. And yes, please get in touch. I help people with everything from life coaching to mindset coaching, performance coaching, on stage speaking, and healing as well.
And what's the name of the book?
The book is called Charge Yourself Up for Success, Energizing Your Life, Work, and Relationships. It's got testimonies from three New York Times bestsellers, an Emmy Award-winning Star Wars actress, and many other TV celebs and famous people as well.
Wow, that's beautiful. Listen, thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you, Kira.